You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who does come in order to bring us a faith that is renewed by His Word. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it was April 18th, 1521, not the usual date that we think about when we think about Reformation Sunday, because normally speaking, when we think about Reformation Sunday, we have in our minds that moment from October 31, 1517. And so this is a few years later, but it is a definite moment in the Reformation. This was the moment that Martin Luther was in front of basically a tribunal of people that were there from both the church and the government that were asking him if he was going to stand by the works that he had written. And as they asked him that, they had already told him what the correct answer would be. The correct answer was going to be a Latin word that was revoco, meaning I revoke these things. I take these things back. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. These are not actually my beliefs anymore. And so Luther walked into that courtroom scene, and he knew what the answer was supposed to be. And yet, what he said instead was that he believed that some things that he had written were, in fact, in error, but that there were other things that he believed came directly from the Word of God, and things that he was conscience bound to believe, and that it was not a good idea to go against the Word of God or to go against conscience, and so he could not revoco those things. And instead, he said, "These are things that I stand by." And he delivered this line according to some people that were there: "Here I stand. I can do no other." In just a little moment, Ben is going to come forward, and Ben knows what the answers are going to be. He's seen the questions already. He knows what the answer is supposed to be. By the way, none of them are revoco. But he's going to come up here, and he knows that he's supposed to say a few things. And he's supposed to say a few things about the Word of God. He's supposed to say a few things about his own faith. He's supposed to say those things in a way that kind of mimics what Luther was saying. "I believe these things are standing on the Word of God. I believe that these things are things that I am conscience bound to believe. So therefore, here I stand. I can do no other." And as Ben comes forward and gives us those answers, it's going to be a moment in his life that hopefully he never forgets. My confirmation was a moment in my life that I still haven't forgotten. Perhaps if you've been confirmed and you're in this room, you're thinking back to that moment when you maybe stood before a congregation and you said that those things were your beliefs, that this is the Word of God, that these things are true, and I believe them to be so. And that's going to be an important moment. But it's going to be in a moment that is constantly under assault in Ben's life. And it's a moment that is constantly under assault in all of our lives. Because the way that the world is that the world is sort of set against our standing firm in some of those things. And there will be people in your life, Ben, that try to move you away from "here I stand, I can do no other" into saying "revoco." And sometimes they're going to be just out in front about it. Sometimes they're going to be in your face about it. Sometimes they're going to be arguing with you about it. And honestly, those are going to probably be the easy ones. Because those are the ones that we know are the assaults upon our faith that we can kind of see coming. But there's going to be other assaults on our faith that are much more difficult, that are much more subtle. And in their subtlety, they tend to be, well, much more effective. Because those are going to be the times when people try to tempt you away from "here I stand, I can do no other." Times where people try to nudge you into revoco. And those are going to be difficult times for you. They're difficult times for all of us in this room who believe that God's word is God's word, who believe that Christ came to die for our sins, that he rose again from the tomb, and that because of that, we are a part of his kingdom. And as a part of his kingdom, we will have a great victory feast at the end of the age where we are with him forever. And so how are you going to handle that, Ben? How are you handling that now? How are you handling the direct assaults on your faith? When people get in your face and they question all sorts of things about your faith and try to get you to say revoco, how are you doing with the assaults on your faith that are a little bit more subtle, those things where people try to tempt you and to nudge you out of the faith? Well, one of the ways that you're dealing with that is being here in this place. And it's really not about being in this place. It's about taking this time. It's about setting aside this time to say, I need to be renewed. I need to be recharged. I need to come to a place where I am filled up again from the many things that try to drain that faith out of me. Ben has chosen Isaiah 40 as his confirmation verse. A verse that is one that is a verse that oftentimes is taken out of its context. And so today we used it as the first reading in order to kind of put its context back around it. So the context of this verse is that Isaiah is speaking to the people of Israel at the very moment that the Babylonians are knocking at the door. And they're not really knocking at the door, they're knocking down the door. And there are assaults on them. There are people that are being very in their face about their attack. And they are promising that they will take them out of their holy city and will take them into Babylon. And while they are there in Babylon, they will be assaulted again and again in those more subtle ways where they will try to tempt them away from their faith, where they will try to nudge them away from their faith. But here in Isaiah 40, Isaiah is promising them a renewal of their spirit that will be with them even in those moments in Babylon. A renewal of their spirit that will be there in those moments when things get tough. A renewal in their spirit when people are set against them. A renewal in their spirit when people are trying to tempt them and nudge them and argue them away from their faith. And Isaiah promises that in those moments of renewal, that they are going to receive their strength back. They're going to receive back a strength that enables them to stand up to the assaults on their faith, to say, "Here I stand, I can do no other. I believe that these things are the truth, and the truth will set me free." And that truth is that I am justified by a God who loves me. I am justified by a God who came in order to forgive my sins. I am justified by a God who came in order to give me this free gift of life by grace through faith. And so it's important that we take time, even today, to come back to this place. I mean, after all, that's why we have something as silly as Reformation Sunday in the midst of an otherwise perfectly great lectionary. That's why every October we kind of shift and we move into this, like, oh, well, let's celebrate that we're Lutherans. And it's not because we're celebrating some kind of weird Lutheran pride, because that's a little bizarre. But rather, what we're celebrating today is that we're coming back to a place that we receive strength. We're coming back to a place where we receive strength by understanding that these are the things that God has done for us. These are the things that recharge us, that renew us, so that we can run and not be weary, walk and not be faint, so that we can raise up as if on wings of eagles. That's why we celebrate something like Reformation Day. That's why we come together here as a family on a Sunday morning, every Sunday. That's why we read Scripture on the days in between. That's why we pray when we're getting ready to sit down to eat, or we're ready to go to bed, or we're getting up in the morning. Not because those things are works that we feel like we have to do for God, but rather because they are sources of strength for us. Places that we can receive renewal by returning to them. When I think of my confirmation, when I think of that Sunday where I had to get up in front of my whole congregation and say the words that Ben is going to be saying, and the nervousness that I felt in that moment, When I return to that memory, it's a memory of strength for me. Ben, I pray that it is a memory of strength for you. And for the rest of you that have had that moment, that it's a moment of renewing, of remembering. In the midst of assaults on your faith, that at some moment in time, and maybe it wasn't confirmation, maybe it was something else, but at some moment in time, you sat quietly someplace, or you stood in front of a group of people, or that you did something else, but in that moment, thinking about the Word of God, thinking about the grace of God, thinking about the things that God has given to you, you said, "Here I stand. I can do no other." So that in the moments when the world is trying to get you to say revoco, that instead you run to God. And you receive renewal. A renewal in your faith. A renewal in His grace. A renewal in your assurance that He loves you. And that He wants to bring you to full strength. To a moment where you can run. Where you can walk, where you can even feel like you're mounting up on wings like eagles. Because here you stand. You can do no other. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor. And give you peace.